Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Louisa County historian Tom Woodruff about the six Littleton brothers who resided in Louisa County and all lost their lives in the Civil War. The Littleton Friends Group, Louisa County Conservation, and Iowa Department of Transportation have collaborated to put up new signs commemorating the Littleton brothers at their memorial site near Toolsboro Mounds.
The Littleton brothers, they were first, this story was rediscovered when you were given an old scrapbook from a relative, was it?
Yeah, a friend in North Carolina.
The friend, I wonder what their connection was with the Littleton brothers.
None, except the friend of mine in North Carolina's grandmother had lived in that part of Iowa and had kept an old scrapbook from the late 1800s on to about 1920. And she had cut out articles and pasted them in this huge book of clippings. So she had obviously passed away and given them to her granddaughter that I knew in North Carolina, who then called me and was going to throw it away and said, would you like to have it? And so I took it, and from this large book of clippings found the story.
How many years ago was that you had seen these clippings?
It was about 7 years ago when she sent it to us. And, of course, that's not the kind of thing you just sit down for an evening and read. But it was something that interested me in finding old stories to print. So that was 7 years ago, and a year or so after I got it, we found a reference to these boys with a misspelled name. And when we started researching it, because of, you know, six brothers is something from our home county, with some help we found the name had been misspelled and began to track down the story plus the lost descendants.
Was it in 2016 that the memorial was erected and dedicated for the Littleton brothers?
Yes, as per, you know, your story and others, that's correct. And then in 2017 on Flag Day, I think you may have picked up on the CD that we had made and had a large group in to listen to that original CD, written four different songs about these brothers.
And now this new addition, the signage. Tell me about what all signage and where was this placed?
It sits, you know, in front of the Toolsboro Mounds, the old burial site dating prior to B.C. So in cooperation with them, everybody needed new signs. So we worked with the state and the local conservation board in the county and combine signs from adjoining highways approaching the site and then on site. And that's been a major task for us to get all those entities involved and agree on a sign. And the Littleton group that raised funds paid for all of it. And so as you drive IDOT, the state is putting them in on the highways to direct traffic toward it. And then the signs we referred to in the article were as you approach the site, and then signs right at the site for both the mounds and for the Littleton brothers.
Have all the signs been put up then on the highway and so on?
No. We're working with IDOT, and they're going to do it. We've met a number of times, and they're cooperating just great. So it's just a matter of another year until we have all of that done. And I might credit our ex-governor, Branstad, with providing funds through his book sales that he wrote in giving us funds to help do this.
And why is the monument and this new signage, why is this important for Louisa County residents?
Well, just historically, if not for the reasons, it's the largest loss of life from any immediate family in the history of all U.S. wars, and that is in itself a contribution that a family can carry with them now and forever, as well as being a small county in Iowa that had a family that made that contribution. It's a very significant growing historically event and happening.
The Littleton brothers and discovering them and, you know, their story, what has it meant to you?
Oh, personally, a great deal. I hate to use the word providential, but when you find something that's been lost from a book that was going to be thrown away, when not even the neighbors or any relatives knew the story, and you got to be a part of that, my goodness, what more could you ask for? And so, being a military veteran and knowing about a lot of wars, it was something we had to do. Not that it's, well, it's not personal, but it's extremely important.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Louisa County historian Tom Woodruff. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.